Yes, of course, during the war, we had a lot of airmen billeted here, being a big house. This room was, the partying room. Over in that corner was a great big oak radiogram. Along that wall there was an upright piano. And we were always having parties, during the war.
Would these be British or Americans?
No, we had Canadian.
Oh!
Canadian airmen.
Which must have been quite nice for a child growing up, kind of interesting influence on
Yes, it was. You used to come in here and see them drinking their gin and oranges and the parties they had, singing away with the piano and dancing to the radiogram. It was rather good. It's a copy of the rules.
Billet routine orders. In future, one lump of sugar only may be used per cup of tea, coffee, cocoa, etc. Airmen found attempting to stick two or more lumps of sugar together will be banned from billet privileges, i.e. singing the billet ballad, using the court beer tankard, and using swear words other than damn, blast or ruddy for a period of 7 days. This is wonderful.
Yes.
Do you know who wrote this?
It would have been one of the airmen who wrote it out. My grandmother was, she was born Ethel Mary Cumbern, but she was honeyman when she got married. And everyone used to call her Auntie Ethel.
All the
Yes, all the airmen. It's always Auntie Ethel.
Of course, here she is. It is stressed that the above orders are to remove duties from the care of Auntie Ethel, which she should never have to perform.